All right, I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 6th, 2017 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hano?
Here.
Mrs. Husson?
Here.
Mr. Lutke?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome all of you to our council chamber this evening, and we are pleased to have Maplewood School Cub Scout Pack 158, who is going to conduct an opening flag ceremony for us and lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Gentlemen.
Will the audience please rise? Color guard, post the color. Scout salute. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two. Color guard retreat. Color guard dismissed, please proceed.
Thank you, scouts.
Thank you.
All right, we're now ready to move on with our agenda. We are up to Agenda Item 3, which is our additions to the agenda. If anyone is interested, there are copies of the agenda on the two side tables as you come in, and this is the opportunity to add additional items to it. And as Item 10A, I would just like to talk briefly about the TARDA route change that you may have read about in the paper today and the public hearings coming up for that. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Mr. Lutke?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to schedule a Community Relations Committee meeting on a matter that we discussed late last year related to reviewing the policies that we have for making council appointments to our community boards. And that's not urgent, but I think we want to get it set up so that we can move it through in the first half of the year.
All right, let's make that 10B. It sounds like a referral to schedule a public relations, community relations committee meeting to discuss appointments, board appointments, mm-hmm. board and commission appointments. Mm-hmm. Anything additional for members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Captain Schnorr, welcome. We appreciate you being here in the chief's absence.
Thank you. Nothing to report, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda Item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on January 17th. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes for the January 17th, 2017 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from July 17th, 2017 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 5. T-Mobile cell site. You have a report from the Service Director Kevin Aller. Mr. Aller, why don't you present this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll of course answer any questions that council might have on any of the documents, but in the packet that starts with my letter, 5A, if you go to the next to last page there, you'll see a drawing. And the T-Mobile, it exists in the, along the right-hand side of the column, the half circle that you see there, that's basically the outline of our elevated tank. And T-Mobile currently has facilities in the bottom, at the bottom of that, at ground level. And they are desiring to put an emergency generator in there to be able to power that equipment during power outages. They had initially come to us looking to do either fuel or propane. We did not like that idea. We didn't like the idea of a tank of that nature sitting below our water supply in a park setting. And so we requested that they utilize the natural gas service that is available along Erie Street. In order for them to get from the natural gas line along Erie Street to their facility, we're granting this easement to allow them to lay that gas line in there. The easement indicates basically forever, but our agreement with T-Mobile indicates that if their facilities ever leave that site, all agreements and all equipment and everything like that go with it. So it's forever as long as they have a facility there. Should they not have a facility there, it goes away. So it is just a 10-foot wide easement. It's about 65 feet long there, as you can see, so about 650 square feet. The value was something that we did, the service department did, based on the same formula that we use when we pay for easements on our projects, and that's how the value of $334 was provided at. So we're in agreement. We've probably been working through with T-Mobile for quite a while, probably 6 months or so on this easement, trying to get it to this point, and it's something that we would recommend to council for approval at this stage.
How long does the T-Mobile lease on the water tower run for?
T-Mobile's goes for another, I've done two of them since I've been here, and I think T-Mobile has probably another 38 years.
A long time. They wouldn't be making this investment without at least 10 years,
correct.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah, it's 13 or 14, I believe, when we redid this one.
And the easement requires them to do any restoration, pavement repair, any damage to the wall. They're going to have to core drill through the wall or do something to get through it.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. They'll probably drill underneath that, would be my guess.
Okay. Any questions from members of City Council? You do have proposed Ordinance 9-2017 to authorize this easement on city property. Mrs. Hussman.
Hello. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 9-2017. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to execute and deliver to T-Mobile Central LLC an easement to provide means for the T-Mobile to install a natural gas service line on city-owned property, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 9-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 9-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 9-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 9-2017 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 6, you have Proposed Ordinance 10-2017, authorizing Stambelli Fireworks Manufacturing Company for Independence Day celebrations. And I know, Mr. Fry, this is a three-year commitment as opposed to the annual commitments we have considered in the past.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Having come on council, one of the things that we looked at was potentially switching over to Zambelli. A couple years ago, we tried it for a year, and we renewed it last year, if you'll recall, at the same price, and Zambelli was good enough to maintain the price at a little less than $29,000. You'll all recall in prior years that the firework expense for the community is shared between the city, the township, and then other contributors who we mail on an annualized basis to look for sponsorship and donations for the fireworks show. The fireworks show has been very well received from what we can tell. We were impressed with it. Both years at Zambelli did a nice job. They were substantially a better value than the Pyrotechnico offer that we received a few years ago. And we looked at that and said, given the circumstances, we'd like to enter into a three-year agreement. It is a slight increase of about 5%, but it locks in our price for the next 3 years. So we believe it's a reasonable and rational value for a total expense of about $30,000 a year. Once again, split 50% between the city and the township after deducting all the donations we might receive.
Thank you, Mr. Fry. Mr. Schroyer, have the payments from the township always been forthcoming? Are we?
Yes.
We're in good shape in that regard.
Yes.
This contract requires a 50% down payment, deposit payment, by the end of February each year. Is that something the city normally writes a check for?
Yes.
Okay. But there's been no problems with the agreement with the township?
There has not, no.
Very good. Well, I certainly support Independence Day fireworks, and these are all dated to be on July 3rd. The reason for July 3rd is that we get them at a much lower price than the July 4th fireworks in the larger communities, and it allows our residents to then travel on the 4th of July. And I think that works out pretty well. Any questions from members of City Council?
Mr. Fry, I see that you've listed in here the other partners. Have they committed to the 3 years? You've got the Township, Coca-Cola, Savannah Area Joint District, and area businesses.
As far as I know, the partners have not committed to the extra three-year term, but we haven't seen any.
The Township is aware of the three-year contract.
Aware, but committed?
Yes, I mean, yeah, they agreed to moving forward.
Okay. But as for the donations, no. But the donations aren't always specific. It's not the same people every given year. They typically are the same entities, but not always.
We've got a little risk here, but I think it's risk worth taking.
Given the nature of the what it means to the community with 20,000 people, probably give or take showing up. I think it's well worth it.
And if one of our partners drops off, we'll find another one.
All right. We do have Ordinance 10, 2017 to enter in this agreement. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 10-2017. All members of Council, having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing an agreement with Zambelli Fireworks Manufacturing Company for the Independence Day celebrations on July 3rd, 2017, July 3rd, 2018, and July 3rd, 2019 at Centennial Terrace and Quarry. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to sign an agreement for the fireworks display, which will cost $30,325. Authorizing a 50% deposit for each year's fireworks display due in February of each calendar year, which will be shared by the city, Sylvania Township, Coca-Cola Corporation, the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, and area businesses, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It is moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 10, 2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 10-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 10, 2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 10, 2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 7, you have before you an application for amendment of the current special use permit on the Toledo Lucas County Public Library located across from City Hall. The property currently has a special use permit. It's zoned R3, but has a special use permit for the operation of the library. The You probably heard in the media that now that the King Road branch is complete and open, the library system is moving ahead with plans to spend $5 to $6 million on the improvement and expansion of the library across the street. The service director has made the determination that the changes are significant enough to require amending the special use permit before the project can proceed. That requires a referral to the planning commission, a recommendation back to you from the planning commission, the advertisement of a public hearing, the holding of a public hearing, and then the passage of an ordinance by city council to approve that amendment of the special use permit already on the property. You will also need to refer it, but it will go to the Board of Architectural Review at the same meeting to review the materials and architectural design of the building. And you have in your council packets the current documents defining that. You have a site plan showing, in addition to the east end or the parking lot end of the building, moving it closer to the parking lot and adding new light and entryway into the building. Also, the porch on the west end is going to be enclosed and expanded a little bit. They propose a change to the site plan, which will be subject to the service director's report. You can see that on the same site plan, to combine the two current curb cuts into one and reduce traffic backups that sometime go out onto Monroe Street. You have also these color 11 by 17s as prepared by the design architect for the library in Cleveland, Ohio, showing the proposed improvements to the library. This is for your information, and you certainly consider it when you do your special use permit, but will be reviewed and approved or not approved by the Board of Architectural Review. You can see that there's a great deal of glass proposed for the east end of the building. However, the main facade of the building, the main front along Monroe Street, remains essentially unchanged. The library is very interested in opening up the library with more glass, letting light in, and letting the drivers or the people going by see all the activity in the library. Mr. Lukey and I attended a meeting with Clyde Scholes, the Toledo Lucas County Library Director, to review some changes that were made since a public meeting at the library on January the 3rd. Mr. Lukey, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, I would, actually. I think, first of all, we have to recognize that the library is one of our better civic partners in just about everything they do and we do.
And also the busiest library branch in the system.
It is. And they appropriately held a community meeting about a month and a half ago, I would say.
January 3rd.
Right. And there was broad acceptance conceptually of what they want to do with the library. They made very clear that this is not going to be a duplicate of the King Road Library. It's a different audience, a different function. A lot of families out in the township and the southwest part of the city. Here, a little bit older and more regular group of patrons, and so this is different than that. I would say that while there was general agreement with the concept, there was some concern about the initial architectural design. It was a little more space age, maybe, than some of the folks at the hearing were used to. It did not incorporate an awful lot of the red brick that we have in our civic campus in downtown Sylvania, and very much to their credit, the library went back and made these changes, toned it down a little bit, without changing the general flavor and feel and utilization of the library. So in keeping with their role as being a very good community partner, I was delighted when I saw this. I was delighted that the mayor took a leadership role as well. So I think we should be, it's appropriate for us to have a hearing at the back end of the process, but they've already done an awful lot of due diligence in getting us to this point.
City Council is asked to take a couple of actions tonight. One is to refer to this to the Planning Commission for their recommendation back to you on the special use permit amendment. The second is to go ahead tonight and set the public hearing date for March the 20th, 2017, to allow the 30-day public advertisement and allow the project to proceed into the working drawing and bidding phases sooner rather than waiting an additional couple of weeks or even months before we can get back for a public hearing.
So we're going to do that before our council meeting on the 20th?
That's what we are proposing. The clerk is doing that. I don't think there's anything scheduled that night at this time. Let's take a look.
Can we do that at 7:15 or do we need more time for that?
You know, the level of interest is pretty high on this. Maybe we can give it a little bit more time.
Do it at 7?
I think the library is going to advertise the meeting as well if there's anybody that wants to come and take a look.
Okay.
This is a point of information. I have a conflict and will not be here that evening, and I don't think that should cause any need to change, but this is...
March 20th.
Your information.
We will need to designate a president pro tem to chair that meeting, that public hearing.
Mr. Mayor, I'd move that we refer application SUP 1-2017 to our planning commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to review to refer SUP 1-2017 to the plan commission for their review and recommendation back to council. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This will be placed on the Planning Commission's agenda for a week from Wednesday. Planning Commission meets on Wednesday, February the 15th at 5:30, and again on Wednesday, March the 15th, if they don't take action by then. They have two meetings before the public hearing.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we schedule a public hearing on SUP 1-2017 for March 20th before our council meeting on that evening at 7 o'clock.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to set March the 20th, 2017 at 7 p.m. as the date to be advertised for the public hearing for special use permit 1-2017. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is directed to make that public advertisement as public notice. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 8, Mrs. Hussman asked to give us an update on the Sylvania Historical Village trustees. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we have a vacancy that we would like to present before the board. Adam Pineski was on our board, and when he took on new responsibilities for the Sylvania schools, he was asked if he could step down because of his new duties. He suggested a replacement, a man named David Malolepsy. And I hope I didn't slaughter that too badly. He's the assistant principal at Timberstone Junior High, is interested in history, and is anxious to get on our board if he can. I sent out a bio on him. I don't think I need to read it. I think you all were able to read it in the email. I have not met him, but I know that Andy Erbscorn and Tom Blank, our president, have met him, and of course Adam suggested that he be on our board. So I'm sure he's a good selection, and Mrs. Brining drew up the action by written consent of the voting members for us, and I'm asking, I'll pass this around, I'm asking for your signature on this so we can move him forward. He's anxious to get in the seat and start working.
If you recall, City Council, by written action, appoints the board members to represent City Council in the operation of the Historic Village. You are technically the board of directors of that, but has been tradition to appoint other board members with your authority to operate the Historic Village. Seems to work well. And we very much appreciate Mrs. Hussman representing city council directly on there, and all the good work she has done restructuring the board and finding a very qualified executive director to take over the reins.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
While this is passing around the table, I think we can move on to committee reports. Once Mrs. Westfall signs, she can give us a report of the finance committee meeting held this evening at 7 o'clock in these council chambers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had a finance committee meeting this evening on Monday, February 6, 2017. It started at 7 o'clock, and the topic was Ohio checkbook. For the record, present were all committee members, as well as Mr. Mishka, Mrs. Hussman, as well as from administration, Mr. Schroyer, Mr. Sanford, Mrs. Brining, Mrs. Booker, and the mayor. Toby, Mr. Schroyer presented an update regarding the Ohio checkbook and shared a handout that presented the local entities that are currently participating in the Ohio checkbook program. And he also shared with us that we have had no requests from any residents from the city of Sylvania for this information in the last 8 years. We had some discussion regarding the opportunity to participate, and ultimately Mark Lukey suggested that we advance this program as well as let residents know that they can call in for a more detailed personal approach or a personal conversation if need be. Mr. Lukey moved that the City of Sylvania engage in an initial phase of 3 years for the Ohio checkbook with a review at the end of that time period, and Mr. Hanum seconded that. The motion did pass. And then Mr. Schroyer gave a quick update on the sale of the bonds and basically shared with us that the rates have not been favorable and they currently have not been sold and don't anticipate that that will happen anytime soon. With that, we adjourned at 7:20. I have a question. I'm not sure if we need to make a formal motion here at the council level now on the...
I would like to move that council approve the recommendation as presented from the committee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
It's been moved, I'm sorry, that's fine.
Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the recommendation of the finance committee meeting and participate for a 3-year initial term in the Ohio checkbook program. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing none, we'll go on to committee referrals. An added agenda item is 10A. I have received a call from our TARDA board representative, Kurt Ludwig. I read him, and he gave me a report on the proposed changes to the routes in Sylvania, the looper bus that's going around Sylvania. It was in the paper this morning, I believe, as well. Gave a very good description. There was a map of the route. And then I have received a letter in the mayor's office today as well that talks about two public hearings coming up, if council would like to be aware of these. On Wednesday, February the 15th at 12:30 p.m. and again at 6 p.m. there will be a hearing at the TARDA's Central Office Administration Facility. That's at 1127 West Central Avenue. That's their large bus facility, to discuss this and other changes, I believe. But then specifically the next evening at 6 p.m. February 16th, there will be a public meeting as well at the library, Sylvania Branch Library, the one that we just talked about a few minutes ago, to discuss these changes as well. That one's at 6 p.m.
On the 16th,
correct, at the Sylvania Branch Library. They will receive comments about any pluses or minuses to the proposed changes. You are also welcome to contact our representative on the board, Kurt Ludwig, or I'm sure the general manager, Jim Gee, would welcome your questions or comments directly as well. But I wanted to make you aware of those route changes. Any other comments? If not, let's move on to added agenda item 10B, to schedule a Community Relations Committee meeting to discuss board and commission appointments.
Right, Mr. Mayor. We have had in, probably for the last 6 or 8 years, a policy in place where the council and the committee do a pretty heavy vetting of seats that become vacant on the boards and commissions that we are authorized to appoint to. This includes Sageyard and a number of others. When those seats become up for reappointment, our habit has been to simply reappoint the people who are filling those seats. I think there's always, it's always appropriate to go back and make sure that that policy is still valid, it's still working. And not to suggest that we make any changes, but if we feel that changes need to be made, we would recommend them to council. So this is Jason and Sandy and Katie on the committee. And I just want to try to schedule an initial meeting at some point in February to begin the conversation, see if we can, if we're fine with where we are, okay. If not, it gives us some time to make some fine-tuning on the recommendations. We have a council meeting next on the 21st, which is a Tuesday. Because of President's Day, I would suggest as a first step, meeting at 7 that evening and have some initial conversation. Would that work with you all?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so Sharon could notice that for 7 o'clock on the 21st.
Our council meeting is on the 21st that week?
What, Tuesday the 21st?
Tuesday the 21st.
Okay. Oops.
Let me be the first to break that. Apparently.
At the 7 p.m., right?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any other committee referrals to be made at this time? Hearing none, we have arrived at agenda item 11 on our council. That is a committee meeting of the whole session for the purpose of discussing the sale of real estate. No action is anticipated to be taken following the public hearing. This is an informational session for City Council to be updated about the potential sale of a property. To do this, we will go into committee the whole executive session and then ask for all visitors to the council meeting to leave. You are welcome to stay in the lobby. I would anticipate a half-hour meeting or so, and then we'll come back into session and adjourn the meeting. But again, no action is anticipated at this time. Is there a motion to go to committee of the whole executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Campolini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Root?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0. We will go into executive session. We appreciate all of your attendance tonight. I hope it was a worthwhile meeting for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come out of the executive session committee of the whole.
We don't need to talk about Neighborhood Marketplace anymore.
No.
Mr. Gronke is...
The exit.
Second.
Session. Moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Mrs. Campolini?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0 to come out of executive session committee of the whole. Mr. Sanford is out checking to see if anybody is out there. I saw the Blade reporter hanging around for a while. And he might be talking to her, so let's wait a minute. All right, we are not, except to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved, and I need to report that we are out of executive session, that no action was taken in executive session. Only the discussion of the potential sale of property. There is no action to take at this time. I refer you to your fourth quarter 2016 management reports in your council packets, and now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting, 1 day and 2 weeks, on Tuesday, February the 21st at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.